Hey buddies, welcome to another Brazilian Buddy Show. My name is Andre and I'm here to prove to you that Brazil is more than samba, football and carnival. Today we have an American guest. So hey Devin, how was it?
Hey, how are you? Oi, tudo bem com vocês?
Yeah, I'm great. Eu tô ótimo, obrigado. And first of all, who are you and where do you live?
First of all, my name is Dave Summers and I live in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And I am currently engaged to a Brazilian lady.
Yeah, awesome.
She lives in Piracicaba, São Paulo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not so far away from my house. Yeah, this is amazing. And how I know that you were here in Brazil, right? So that's why we are talking. I found you. Can you talk a little bit? How was it?
It was great. I have been to Brazil since 2005, actually. My first time was in 2005 with a mission trip with my church. And then I went back years later and on a personal mission trip with some friends that live in Manaus. And then later on, I've been to, you know, Sao Paulo. And then, you know, currently, like I said, my fiance lives in Piracicaba, Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, because you have a tattoo, right? I saw on a picture, right?
Yeah, I have a tattoo on my shoulder of Brazil.
Oh, yeah. You are crazy, man. You love better than me.
I've been told that before.
Yeah, that's awesome. And are you fluent in Portuguese, right?
Estou pouco fluente, no more. mas bastante.
Yeah, it was difficult for you because what can you say?
At first, it was, you know, a little difficult, but I've noticed that there were many words in English and Portuguese. So to me, I prefer actually Portuguese over Spanish. But how I got started, what really helped, not just talking with my fiance and my extended family in Brazil, but was also with the two teachers at the Minas Gerais with Yes Portuguese. They teach Portuguese to the world, and they were very, very great. I mean, the way they teach how to speak Portuguese is helping me out a lot.
Yeah, sure. For example, we have family, familia, coffee, café. So, yeah, how can I say? You already know Portuguese. It's like some words. If you are an English speaker,
already
right?
Know that. I already knew a lot of words in Portuguese, but they helped me out a lot more. And of course, talking with my fiance, you know, every day, writing, reading, audio, you know, once a week we speak on video. So and she speaks English, and then I, you know, practices English, and then I practice my Portuguese. It works very well.
Nice. And you went to São Paulo, right?
Yeah.
What
else? I've been to Manaus. Presidente Figueiredo, Arraial do Cabo, Cabo Frio, Rio, Santa Bárbara de Oeste, muitos lugares.
Yeah, you hit the point. Santa Bárbara do Oeste was founded by Americans.
Yep.
Yeah, because I did my homework, so I was trying to find something like Brazil and U.S. And after the Civil War, I think like 30,000 Americans came to Brazil and they found in Santa Bárbara do Oeste and Americana. So yep. We have American cities here. Did you see something like American there? Maybe buildings, people speak English?
I did not find anybody. I found one gentleman that spoke English. He is over the Festa Confederada. I know he speaks English. I've seen many things of the Confederados. But I also seen a small Statue of Liberty and an Americana I seen. So, yeah, many, a lot of things with the old-time American pictures and buildings and stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we have, like, American cities because we have Florida in Paraná, California, and I found Nova York in Maranhão State, like... Of course, it's not, we don't have a connection there, but they translated the name and founded a city. And I found Brazil in Indiana. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew about that.
Yeah, that's, do you know why? I tried to find, but
No, I have no idea. But I remember seeing this city at one point before, even before I went to Brazil, I remember seeing the city.
That's really fun. That's really nice. And are you married with a Brazilian, right?
Yes.
What can you tell us about the differences between Americans and Brazilians? I already asked to a woman, so now I would like to hear an American guy opinion.
You know, like I said, they love American people, especially when Americans love their culture. They love it. You know, the food, the language, the music, everything. And I do. And even the weather. I know some places in Brazil, very hot. Some places are, you know, even get snow, like in Rio Grande do Sul. Né?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just a little bit of snow. Not a lot like in the United States, but snow. But yeah. And I'd say with the difference, the way I like, you know, Brazilian women, well, a woman, cause I'm, you know, one woman, but even dating before, it's just very friendly, very loving, very caring. And they're a lot different than American women that I could see, because I have friends that, you know, I have one of my best friends, his wife is from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I have another friend, actually his wife is from Venezuela, but I've had other friends and that have wives from Brazil or South America in general. But very friendly, very different, you know, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like to talk about this subject because, you know, there is that, Brazilian girls are easy and it's all about the bodies, you know. So I like to talk about these things, like to say that they are more than that. So
more than that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Trust me, a lot more than that, especially, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of, and I think you could blame movies for that, you know, for the body, for how they act. But the women, even the women that are married and single women, I did not see that. Now I have seen, don't get me wrong, at the beach or on the street, you know, not dressing appropriately, but, yeah. But most of the time the women are very, you know, very modest, very loving, and can be very beautiful. And I will say, and can be sexy, but beautiful and modest at the same time. And you understand?
Yeah, sure. I think that it's a little bit Brazil fault, because probably we export this kind of thing in the beginning. And now I think the image. So the things are changing. You don't see like so almost naked, like dancing samba, for example, like the things changing. And I think it's really awesome to say, like, if you're a Brazilian woman and are, you know, watching or listening to us, well, that's it. Like, we really respect you. And I hope that this image, you know, definitely can end up.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And I was trying to find, you know, some things to talk with you, because you are American. So to bring your American culture inside of the conversation. So you probably love football, or, you know, watched football one day, right?
Right. Yeah. I used to like NFL, but I prefer more the college or university, especially Tennessee. The Volunteers or I guess volunteers.
Yeah.
And but I prefer to watch university. But you know, NFL, it's very popular here. Football is very popular, more popular than baseball, basketball, or even, you know, even with soccer becoming more popular, like soccer is the world sport. Mm-hmm. But football, American football here is definitely the top sport for sure.
Yeah, I know that soccer is raising. I can see famous players, you know, going to the major league, I think, in the American League. And of course, I wanted to talk about it. Brazil, there are a lot of huge fans of NFL. I already played football here in Brazil. My team was called Santos Tsunami. And I played as a cornerback just one season. So I have one finger and one hand I broke. But it was nice, you know.
Right.
It was really nice. It's because of the strategic, you know, plays and you know, to hit your opponent. I think that it's an interesting sport. We play a full pad, and we have some teams, Brazilian teams, and we have a, you know, all football championship here It's not, you know, huge, it's amateur, but yeah, well, there is in Brazil, and this is really nice, like to expand, you know, that football influence, you know, not just in America. So yeah, I always to talk about, and we have Brazilians players in NFL, like we can say Cairo Santos. I don't know if you know the name. He's kicker from Chicago Bears. There is an offensive guard, I don't remember, called Duzão from Miami Dolphins. And we have a half Brazilian. It's called Blankenship, Rodrigo Blankenship, I'm not sure. He plays as a kicker again. I don't know why we love like to punch to kick the balls. He's right. From Indianapolis Colts, I'm not sure, but yeah. And a lot of half Brazilians, and yeah, I think that the football culture is raising in Brazil. You know,
they have Tom Brady married to a Brazilian.
Yes, exactly. I forgot that point. Yeah, we have Gisele Bündchen. You know that we have a joke here in Brazil. We say the Gisele Bündchen husband. So people don't know the name of Tom Brady. We just say like, yeah, her husband.
Her husband, yeah.
Yeah, he's just one of the best players ever. Just the GOAT. That's it. But right. We say like the Gisele Bündchen husband. We have that joke. Yeah, but really, really funny. Like, how can I say? We prefer to talk about the Brazilian woman instead of the guy. And I heard he was speaking Portuguese, of course, a little bit. But you know, the this is awesome to see.
But see, that's one thing I don't understand, because I've met many Brazilian women and men, like on the airplane in the airport, and their spouse, especially American men, you know, do not speak a lot of Portuguese with their wives. And I'm like, I love the language so much. I mean, I want to be very, very fluent in it one day. And I don't understand why their spouse does not want to learn, you know, the Portuguese language. It's a beautiful language. So
yeah. Do you think,
I think,
no, move on.
No, I'm just saying, it's very interesting, because if you're going to live with your wife or vice versa with your husband and they speak another language, I would prefer to learn their language, their native language, and you know, them learn English. I understand that, but it just like with me and you know, my Amanda, you know, she's learning English, and you know, I'm learning, bettering my Portuguese, so one day that we can be fluent, and then we can move on to another language, you know, Spanish. We like to learn Spanish fluently, so it's just because I love languages.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, it doesn't matter the place. If I had a Italian, French, whatever, I of course would like to learn the language. Like, because I could be, I could speak, how can I say this? In Portuguese, I can express 100% of me instead of English. Of course, I can talk with you, but at the same time, I cannot express the real Andre, you know? So, right. Imagine to talk with their family. So I really wanted to talk about it, right? And probably they don't speak English. So imagine you need to, you know, learn Portuguese to talk with them. And I totally agree with you. I think it's really important to be immersive of the culture from your partner, right? It doesn't matter the place.
Exactly.
And it's really nice to see your effort to be, you know, fluent in Portuguese to talk with your wife, and probably she's really happy to see, you know, well, he's doing his best. So
yeah. And also to speak with her family, because most of her family does not speak English. And if I want to communicate and she cannot be there, I need to be able to speak, you know, Portuguese fluently.
Yeah. And yeah, I would say that we have in São Paulo, we have an accent, but you are learning from people from Minas Gerais. Did you see some difference in the way that they are talking?
I can see, or I can hear a big difference between Minas Gerais and, of course, Sao Paulo. But because I speak more to my, you know, fiance and her brother, her father, I speak more their accent than I do. Well, I try to speak more their accent than I do from people from other parts of Brazil.
Yeah, because I was counting. We have like accent from Rio, which is like shoot, a lot of,
Oh,
you know, escola.
yeah.
We have from São Paulo, we have from Rio Grande do Sul, they sing more than the normal. Santa Catarina, Minas Gerais, which is a lot of slangs. We can say a lot of slangs there. What else? The northeast of Brazil, like they say quente instead of quente. And Brazil is so huge, and this is a challenge, I think, for foreigners who wants to learn Portuguese, because like, which accent do you wanna, you know, study? Because you have eight,
So many.
and like your wife is from São Paulo, but you are learning from Minas Gerais, and probably use accent from there, and she says like, what did you say, right?
Well, I think actually what helps me is because like in my Instagram and my YouTube, it's, you know, it's Caipira Gringo. Muitos, you know, many, many Caipiras in this area. So, you know, Americana, Santa Barbara, Gioeste. So actually the accent's a little bit like my people here in the United States, you know, but many years, you know, in the future. But I think I just try to mimic the people of the area with their accent. And
Oh,
it helps.
so you think that your English like Brazil a little bit in general, or just in Brazil?
Just in Brazil.
Ah,
No, yeah.
okay.
Yeah, just in Brazil. But I just try, because if I try to speak Portuguese almost in a little bit of my accent in the United States, because we have many accents as well from where I am, if I speak Portuguese and my accent will just but try to speak in a Portuguese accent from her area, I can kind of almost sound like them. Almost. Not completely.
Yeah, because for example, the R sound, I think that it's really difficult for a foreigner. For example, you have the word caramba. You probably would say caramba or something like that.
Yeah, because growing up, I would hear Corumba because of Spanish, you know,
Oh.
but in Portuguese, you know, I know the difference because the R is an H sound. You know, you got Rio, but you got Rio. You know, to American, it's Rio, but I know it's Rio, Rio de Janeiro. You know,
Yes.
so like I said,
See,
I
you're
know.
fluent.
See, I know the difference, but there's many other people that do not know the difference.
Yeah, our sound, I think the H like helicopter, and we just say helicóptero. For example, it's mute in Portuguese. And of course, thousands of words similar to English, as I said, family, coffee, what else? Even the names like Americana, like American, something similar. So we brought some, you know, English words, and we translated to Brazil, to Portuguese in general. So
And
yeah.
me too, reading Portuguese, if I can at least get one part of the word, I know what the word stands for the most part. You know, not completely, but you know, I can, you know, some days I read Portuguese better, some days I listen better, some days I speak better. One day they will all come together and I will be fluent.
That's nice. And do you like movies? Yeah, because I was trying to find something, an actress or any Brazilian thing, and I found Alicia Braga. I don't know if you know about her. And she did I Am Legend with Will Smith. Do you remember that girl? So yeah, and she did Cidade de Deus, which is probably one of the most famous ever Brazilian movie. Like, how can I say in English, City of God?
Yeah, City of God. She was also in the movie, one of the Predator movies, the
Yeah.
remake. She was in there. I've seen her in some TV. So, but yeah, it's and speaking of movies, all the time when I'm watching Netflix, if I can, I always have Portuguese subtitles. So I'm always having Portuguese coming into my mind, whether
Yeah.
reading or listening. So.
Yeah, so talking about series, have you ever seen any Brazilian Netflix series? Like 3%,
3%. I have not all of it, but I've seen some of it. But for the most part, you know, I try to watch as much as I can with, like I said, audio Portuguese or Portuguese, Portuguese. And, with subtitles, reading, everything.
Yeah, that's really awesome, man. I think that's it. We could put on this conversation everything that I found. And now I need to ask you, like, why Caipira?
Oh. Well, when I discovered Caipira is because I understand it translates to hick, and basically like hillbilly, hednechi, hednechi, redneck. Como se
Oh,
fala?
red
But
in Portuguese.
yeah, hednechi,
Yeah, we say hedge.
hednechi, or hillbilly, or hick, and my people here, technically in Tennessee, I'm known as a hillbilly or redneck. And so when I was like, well, I could translate to, Caipira, and then of course I'm a gringo, so I was like, Caipira gringo.
Yeah, it
So
makes sense.
Amanda helped me with this, and then of course, we have our own YouTube channel that we started, and then of course after we get married and hopefully move together, we were like, Summers Nas Americanas, because we're Summers, my last name is Summers, so we'll be Summers in North America and South America. So it's just, but it's a little English, a little Portuguese, so it works out.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I was saying that because if you want to follow Caipira Gringo on Instagram, and you have a YouTube channel. I didn't know that information.
Yes, it's I started it, and I do a little bit of work, but I do more on Instagram. So yeah, more Caipira Gringo on Instagram, and then like I said, Summers Nas Americanas. In the future, to follow me and Amanda on our travels in the United States and all over the world, hopefully. After COVID. After the virus.
And talking about that, you and me are like number one and two when we are talking about the cases. So unfortunately, I hope that we can, travel and live normally, if I could, of course, if we could. Dave, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Muito obrigado for this.
De nada.
de nada. And yeah, that's it. You have your last words?
I just wanted to say that you have a lot of love from the United States for Brazil, not just for me, but from many other people, and I can't wait to return to Brazil and hopefully to go back and get my wife and bring her.
Yeah,
But
and
I love you all, Brazil. I love you all. Eu te amo muito.
that's so cute. So guys, my name is Andre. You can find me Brazilian Buddy everywhere. I have a YouTube channel, Brazilian Buddy on Instagram, Brazilian Buddy Facebook. And yeah, that's it. I hope you like it and ciao.
Ciao.